delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
So, you know how we were out on Friday night with a couple of the guys from sales?
Yeah.
Our sales manager, Tim, and he introduced us to his lovely wife, Dom.
Yeah.
So, I was at Coles at Muswellbrook Fair yesterday, and I saw Dom, his wife, in one of the aisles of Coles. So, I've walked up, and I've said, oh, hi, Dom, how you doing? And she gives me the weirdest look. And I kind of thought, oh, maybe she doesn't recognise me or maybe she doesn't remember me. I didn't really get a chance to chat with her that much on Friday night.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, look, it's Harry. I work with your husband. I didn't get a chance. And then I just embarked on this tirade about how...
I often do this.
Yeah. Because when something's awkward and someone gives me a strange look, I fill the space.
Yeah.
I fill the gap with something. So I just went on this big tirade about... I was talking about you, about how you can talk the legs off a chair and I didn't get a chance to talk to you because Dana was talking to you so much and I don't usually drink that much, but it was Friday night and all this stuff. Anyway, she looks at me and she says, my name's Dom, but I don't know you.
As in she's forgotten you entirely?
No. Different person.
What?
Same name.
What are the odds?
And I said, and then to save face, I said, oh, this is so stupid, but again, it was so awkward. To save face, I said, oh, I knew that. I just thought you looked friendly.
That's so awkward.
And then she goes, I've got lots of friends. Thank you very much.
Rejected.
I was rejected. I wasn't even trying. I know, in Coles. So I just kind of slinked back to the egg aisle and I was like, I'm so sorry. Have a great day. And like just left.
Well, maybe Dom, the real Dom, will still be friends with you.
I think the real Dom will still be friends with me. I'm hoping. Because at this point, I'm running out of friends fast.
Risky business.
You saw the messages that popped up on my phone yesterday, Dana.
Holy moly. You're getting essays and essays from your parents.
Yeah. So... there's this Christmas tradition that my mum has started.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of it. And it appeared that it had started yesterday because I started getting all the messages about it.
It started again for the new
For the Christmas season, this tradition has started. So I thought, who better to explain what it is than my actual mother? Her name's Susan. She joins us from the South Coast Mansion. How are you doing, Mum?
I'm good. Good morning, Harry and Dana. It's lovely to talk to you.
Hello. Thanks for coming on the show, Susan.
Okay, but I just need to correct you. It is the South Coast, but hardly a mansion, but okay. That's okay.
It's a pretty big house. Mum, why don't you let everyone know what this tradition is?
Oh, okay. Well, it sort of started many years ago because I've always liked sticks, you know, sticks in pots, sticks in vases. You know, they look really lovely. So many years ago, I decided that I'd like a natural-looking Australian Christmas tree instead of the pine tree.
Okay.
So we went looking for gum trees and gum branches, and I'd bring them home with much drama.
What do you mean you bring them home? You just walk out into like a... and pick them up?
You've got to go prepared.
What does that mean?
And we've definitely got better over the years. Well, you have to go out with a saw. You need father. I have to have father.
That's my dad. Yeah.
Not Father Christmas.
Yeah.
And he hates it. Every second of it.
Well, that must be the text message that came through yesterday because he gave a list of things that went down yesterday when you were collecting this stick.
There's criteria that's involved with the stick. It's not.
That's right. Oh, no, there's a lot of criteria. It's got to be just the right branch. You're saying stick, but it's a branch. It's got to have a bit of a hefty trunk. But look, we've got better. Honestly, I thought father was a bit more into it this year.
Hang on, Susan, what are these other criteria then? It has to be have a hefty trunk.
A reasonably hefty trunk. It's got to be sort of nice and branchy. It's got to have leaves on it, but they've got to be dead because I give them a spray paint with like a sort of dull gold. So it looks, it's not bright gold. It still looks nice and natural. And then I hang sort of like natural looking decorations, but because we live down the South Coast this year, I thought I might go gum trees and shells. So I'm going to give that a go.
So in all...
Don't encourage it, Dana.
I want to find out how long does this process for looking for the stick take?
Well, it was a bit easier this year because there's a lot more bush around the South Coast. It was a lot of bushfires too.
So what are we talking, like 20 minutes?
Not 20 minutes, maybe 2 hours.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
And I used to be dragged out. Like, I used to be dragged around in the car trying to find sticks and branches. And that's why I hate this tradition.
Yes. Yep. And, you know, it's usually too big for the car, so it's got to hang out. A bit like that Chevy Chase Christmas movie, you know, with
the Griswolds.
The family Christmas. It's a bit like that, but it's a gum tree.
Okay, well, Susan, my Christmas tradition is nowhere near as extravagant. We just have prawns the night before Christmas. Like, that's our...
See, that sounds nice and normal.
Oh, well, that sounds very nice.
Okay, Mum, we've got to go. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. Bye.
Bye.
Well, it doesn't have to be as a traumatic experience as that, Hunter Valley, but we want to know your Christmas traditions. Mine's simple. We have seafood dinner. It can be simple mimosas for breakfast. Something as simple as that. 654-11-981. Give us a buzz.
Even Christmas traditions. We just had my mum on because she started this Christmas tradition where she goes out, hunts for a stick, and then brings the stick back, paints it in gold.
It's very unique.
I hate it. And I was getting messages yesterday about it because the Christmas tradition had begun for the season. So they were out stick hunting. So we thought on our socials and on 654-11-981, what's your Christmas traditions?
Willow said that on 98.1 Power FM on our socials, she said that they always watch The Grinch and unwrap one present on Christmas Eve. I think that's quite common. People like to have like a taster at the presents just before Christmas.
It's a really European thing to do. I had a mate of mine who was German and he used to open up all his presents on Christmas Eve. And as a kid, I was so jealous. Yeah, I was like, he gets to do it the night before.
Tiffany said that she likes to bake and decorate cookies for Santa and then leave out cold bevvies for Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Oh, good idea. Yeah. Nice tradition.
Very, very important. And Lizzie commented and says that she goes and gets cheeseburgers with her dad on Christmas night.
I love that tradition. That's a great tradition.
Brilliant.
We're getting some calls through on 654-11-981.
Sarah from Singleton, what's your Christmas tradition?
Well, Grandma usually drags us to Christmas Eve Mass every year, reluctantly, but my uncles and aunties and I always end up at the pub for Christmas Eve lunch. So by the time we get to Mass, we're pretty much, well, plastered and passed out. I remember one time I got tapped on the forehead by my grandmother because I was the last one in the church because I'd fully passed out in church. It happens every year. She hates us, but she drags us there every year.
Oh, my God.
Lucky you've got your reconciliation. You can do penance at the same time. Yeah.
I know. You can go and confess my sins while I'm there as well.
Exposed. In entertainment news, the 34th annual ARIA Awards will take place tonight in Sydney. The Aussie Music Awards will be hosted by Delta Goodrum and it will be awry with international act performances, including this legend. Not your friend. Will perform that brand new track, Therefore I Am, as well as Sia and Sam Smith, who will perform from Abbey Road Studios. There'll be plenty of Aussie acts performing as well, including Amy Shark, Tame Impala, and Hall of Fame inductee, First Nations artist Archie Roach.
Told us to read, to write, and pray. Then they took the children away.
What a voice.
I love that song. Away. But I think Australia will be holding on to their masks for the Helen Reddy tribute of her song. I
am strong. Oh, everyone, sing along.
I am invincible. Invincible. I am woman.
This track will be performed by 27 incredible Aussie superstars, including Delta Goodrum, Marsha Hines, Kate Sobrano, Missy Higgins, Jessica Mowboy, Samantha Jade. The list goes on. I'm really looking forward to that performance. But the nominees are led by Lime Cordial Boys out of North Sydney, Tame Impala, Sampa the Great is also nominated, Tones and I, Sharky, Mowboy, Troy Sivan. The list goes on. It's going to be all kicking off tonight at 7:30 on Channel 9 if you want to catch what goes down celebrating music in Australia.
And no doubt we'll chat about the winners as well in tomorrow's Exposed.
Absolutely. I'm a huge music fan, so I'll give you all the goss.
The Big Three.
Barabba Hunters Toyota Specialist for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
Jessica Rouse from the newsroom joins us in the studio every morning for The Big Three. Hey, Jess.
Hey, guys. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. The day before Friday Eve.
Yeah.
Which is tomorrow.
We're just continually on the countdown to the weekend. Eventually we'll be like, happy Monday. We're only 4 days from the weekend.
What did you call it? Happy Monday. Something you called it on Monday and you're excited that we're all together. I can't remember.
Happy... I don't remember.
Never mind.
I try to forget Mondays.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the big three. Restrictions are eased in New South Wales even more today.
Yeah, so Premier Gladys Berejiklian is set to announce this morning, that from December 1st for hospitality venues, instead of one person every 4 square metres, it's going to be one person every 1 square metre, and still keeping up all the social distancing and the good hygiene. 30 people will be allowed at home and 50 people at an outdoor gathering, so that's a big increase, about 20 or 30 people.
Right. I don't think I know 30 people that I could have at home.
No, I couldn't have a party with 30 people.
That's normal, really, isn't it? We're heading back to normal.
Yeah, exactly. And for people in, like, Sydney who've been still working from home, they're going to be encouraged to get back into the office.
I'm sure there's lots of people who will not like that at all.
No.
Yeah, actually. Really lapped up the working from home vibe.
My mate, he works from home, and he was telling me yesterday that when he, like, has a break at work, he just puts his feet up on his desk at home and just sits on his phone. He's like, I couldn't do that in the office.
No.
Like, he just couldn't do it. So
no.
I think a lot of people have gotten used to it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Queensland border to New South Wales. It's reopening December 1st.
Yeah, it is. So it doesn't matter whether you're from Greater Sydney or whether you're from the Upper Hunter, you can go up to Queensland, no permits, no quarantine. It's all open slather, which is fantastic. The tourism industry in Queensland are very, very happy about this one, particularly coming up to December, school holidays. Families can go and take their holidays that they normally would up on the Sunshine Coast. You can go and see family. Family can come down, which is so, so good. Anastasia Palaszczuk is going to announce today whether or not they're going to allow the same thing to happen to the Victorian border.
But if you're from Victoria and you're in New South Wales, you can just go up there, right?
Well, if you're from Victoria, you're from Victoria.
Yeah, but you would have. The original restrictions were that you had to spend 2 weeks in New South Wales, like from COVID, to then be able to travel up to Queensland.
And they would still be checking. They can check your license and stuff, I suppose.
Yeah, so you still need a permit to get across the border, so you don't need that anymore.
Farmers in the Upper Hunter, if you're struggling, there is help out there this year.
Yeah, so the Doing It For Our Farmers pantry at Murrundi was huge last year. I went up there on the day that they did it, but they filled the RSL hall in Murrundi with food and gifts, and farming families came in and were able to get some stuff because our farmers were really struggling last year. We hadn't had the rain. Everything was still dirt this year. We have had a whole lot of rain, but unfortunately it's been a year of trying to rebuild and our farmers are still struggling financially particularly. So if you need some help this year, if you want to get some Christmas goodies for Christmas Day and the holidays, well, the Doing It For Our Farmers pantry are doing up some hampers. So all you have to do is contact them either via phone or email, which is doingitforourfarmers2018@gmail.com, and they'll arrange for a day and a time for you to come and pick it up. Due to COVID, can't do the same things as last year, but you can still go and get some awesome Chrissy stuff.
Yeah, Christmas a little differently, but still with so much spirit. That's really exciting.
Yeah, exactly. And they have so much spirit. Justine and the team at the Doing It For Our Farmers pantry are amazing. Anyone in the Upper Hunter who's had anything to do with them knows how good they are. So if you can help out too, if you want to drop off some stuff for hampers, they would love that as well.
Yeah, and thanks for doing such a good job as well, helping out the farmers this year, because not only have they had the drought, they struggled last year, then COVID.
Yeah.
Like, it just...
One thing after another.
There's no break, is there? That's your big three. Thank you so much, Jessica Rouse from the newsroom. We'll see you at 7:30.
No worries. Bye.
What is your Christmas tradition? Give us a call, 654-11981, because Harry, you've got the most bizarre family Christmas tradition I've ever heard.
Oh, so this started yesterday. I started getting messages through on my WhatsApp. My mum, every year, goes and hunts for what she calls the holy stick. And it's a stick or a branch or something. And she gets it from the bush and she brings it home and she cements it into a pot, paints it with gold, and then hangs decorations off it.
But in substitute of a Christmas tree?
No, we have a Christmas tree as well.
Oh, yeah, so I didn't realise.
It's just like, it's the holy stick. I hate it. It's a Christmas tradition I'm not a fan of. I'm much more of a fan of your one, which is eating seafood than I before.
Christmas Eve, a whole bunch of seafood.
Yeah.
We get together as a family, just my immediate family. And just hoe in.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That's much better than the holy stick.
We threw it out on socials as well, 98.1 Power FM. Jack said that they always watch the movie Christmas Vacation.
Oh, me too. I do that as well.
Christmas movies before Christmas are like a good a really good one.
Yeah,
like Love Actually.
Or Home Alone.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, so good. A couple of calls coming through on 654-11981. Ryan from Aberdeen, what's your Christmas tradition?
So when I was a little kid, we absolutely loved Easter. So we used to have like a really big Easter hunt. But when it came around to Christmas, we didn't really understand why like the Easter Bunny wasn't appearing at Christmas time as well. So we forced Mum and Dad to hide little chocolate Santas around the property. So we had like a little Easter egg Santa hunt at Christmas as well.
And do you still do it to this day?
We do, yeah. We do.
And you still question why the Easter Bunny doesn't come at Christmas time?
I want answers, guys.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 981 Power FM or at 981powerfm.com.au.